NPR.
Support for NPR comes from this and other NPR stations. Contributors include the Melville Charitable Trust, supporting solutions to prevent and end homelessness on the web at melvilletrust.org. Good morning. We're 4 minutes after 7 o'clock, 63 degrees, mostly cloudy skies, light southwest winds, occasional raindrops. With WXBR News, I'm Walt Gander. A three-vehicle crash on Highway 51 in Arborvitae has left one person dead and 14 injured. The crash occurred on Highway 51 at Old 51 North Road. The Vilas County Sheriff's Office got the call just after 10 a.m. Thursday. A 64-year-old Minocqua woman driving north was struck by another vehicle in the same lane, driven by a 47-year-old woman from Woodruff. The 64-year-old woman was fatally injured when her vehicle went into the opposite lane, striking a small tour bus from Beloit carrying 14 people. All 13 passengers, along with the 47-year-old Woodruff woman, were transported to a hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. The driver of the tour bus was examined but declined transport. The Wisconsin State Patrol is continuing the crash investigation. Woodruff police were summoned to a boat collision at 5:10 yesterday afternoon on Lake Tomahawk near Indian Shores in the town of Woodruff. A ski boat struck a fishing boat. There were 8 people on the ski boat, 2 on the fishing boat. 3 people were taken to the hospital. That accident remains under investigation. Wisconsin DNR Secretary Kathy Stepp will take part in a ribbon-cutting ceremony Saturday for a new stretch of Northwoods Bike Trail. The Manitouish Waters Bike Trail ceremony takes place Saturday at 1 p.m. at the wayside at the intersection of Vilas County Roads H and K. The ribbon cutting concludes the completion of an 8-mile stretch of the approximately 45-mile-long trail connecting Manitouish Waters and Boulder Junction. Northern Highland American Legion State Forest Superintendent Steve Peterson says the new trail segment has some unique features.
This is a very pretty trail. It goes through some rustic parts of the forest, crosses some wetlands. One of the main features of the trail is a lengthy bridge that crosses the Rice Creek that shows some very nice views of that water body. It also has a couple of long boardwalks that cross wetlands. So there are some unique features to it, and I think people would really enjoy biking on it.
He says the DNR contributed state forest land for most of the trail and a gravel pit to provide construction material. Peterson thinks the whole trail will become a travel destination.
Because Boulder Junction is now in the middle of this trail instead of on the end, that may change some of the economics around that and make these communities, Boulder Junction, Manitouish Waters, St. Germain Center, more of destinations for bicyclists, where it will be the purpose for the vacation rather than part of the vacation.
The paved trails began with the first segment connecting North Trout Campground to the town of Boulder Junction, funded with a combination of stewardship and DOT funding. The new section primarily funded by the Manitouish Waters Trail Foundation. In other news, the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled yesterday it was okay for police to obtain cell phone data to find murder suspects. The justices ruled in favor of law enforcement in a pair of homicide cases in Milwaukee and Kenosha. Investigators in both cases used data from the suspect's cell phone providers to track down the people they were looking for. In the Milwaukee case, a man was arrested in his mother's apartment after a judge approved a warrant to search cell phone data to determine where he was. A Kenosha murder suspect was found in Arkansas when cell phone technology was used to find him. He contended that the search of his phone data was illegal, but the Supreme Court has disagreed. And Wisconsin gas prices are 18 cents lower than a month ago. The AAA said regular fuel sold for an average of $3.54 a gallon in the state yesterday. An unofficial survey in the North Woods is at $3.60 a gallon. The state average is down now from $3.60 a week ago and $3.72 this time in June. Experts cite a lack of severe weather throughout the country and no emergency refinery shutdowns. Daryl DeHaan of GasBuddy.com says we've probably seen our peak prices for the year, and they should stay within the mid-$3 range for the next month or two. The AAA said Wisconsin fuel prices peaked at $3.73 a gallon average around Memorial Day. While conflicts keep flaring up in Israel and the Ukraine, Nick Jarmusch of the Wisconsin AAA says they're not affecting the flow of oil from the Middle East. And checking sports, the Milwaukee Brewers have won 5 straight home games after beating the New York Mets 9-1 last night. Milwaukee now 29-24 at Miller Park after going 4-0 there since the All-Star break. With all the other contenders idle, the Brewers extended their National League Central lead to 3 games. They also regained the best record in the league at 58-45, overtaking idle San Francisco. Matt Garza held New York to only two hits. He gave up just two hits in eight innings. The Brewers have won four straight. New York now lost four of its last six. The teams play again tonight at Miller Park. Right-hander Giovanni Gallardo will start. Our weather forecast, mostly cloudy today. Chance of rain, highs mid-70s. Southwest winds 5 to 10. Rain yet in the forecast tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 60. Saturday's forecast, mostly sunny with highs around 80, but then a chance of rain again Saturday night with lows around 60. The extended forecast, cooler Sunday, chance of rain, upper 60s for highs, around 70 for Monday, lower 70s for Tuesday, another chance for rain on Wednesday and Thursday, highs both days in the mid-70s. Barometer steady, 29.94 inches, light southwest winds, mostly cloudy skies. We're at 63 degrees outside the studios. It's 10 past 7.